Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. I want to welcome you to the show. Happy Talk About It Thursday. We have some great things going on. This is April, again, from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome to All on the Air with All for HR Biz. So it's March, and we are getting through March. Ooh, it's getting through. We are already through, almost through the quarter of 2008. So I trust your year is going well and you are accomplishing all of the things that you have set forth for 2018. At all, for HR and Business Solutions, we are working very hard to make sure that our clients are focusing on what they love, which is growing their business, while we focus on growing their workforce. For those of you that are new to the show, Offer HR and Business Solutions is a virtual human resource management company based out of Michigan. And we service the virtual USA. How about that? So we have three divisions. Let me tell you really quickly. We have three divisions. We have a call center, and we have the virtual human resource management company that services or provides virtual HR management solutions to companies from 2 to 39 employees. We also have a employee, or we also do recruiting and job placement. So we place partner applicants with Fortune 500 companies throughout the United States. So you can visit our virtual home at offerhr.net at any time and see what we do here and see what services we can provide for you. We are filling positions this month some great positions this month. And so we are looking for a paralegal in North Carolina. Yes, we are. Yes, give me one second. My computer is acting up here. So we are filling a position in Garner, North Carolina, and again, that position is an entry level position, and the applicant does not certification is preferred, but not required. Okay. So that position out of Garner, North Carolina, again, that is an entry level position, and that is with a minimum of 3 years. That's out of Arizona. I'm sorry, not North Carolina. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. And with a minimum of 3 years experience, great pay. And again, paralegal certificate is preferred but not required for this position. This is for, you're looking for a Sharp Family Law paralegal. If you know anyone in the Arizona area that is looking for a paralegal position, you can have them email us, or you can email us at employment@allforhr.net. And when you email us, we'll be get right back to you, and we'll go from there and see if you're a good match for our client. We're also looking for a mailroom manager, and that's out of New York, New York. And so that one is a mid-level position. Yep, it's a mid-level position. And again, that's in New York, New York. It's a management position. Experience handling 500,000 pieces of mail on a monthly basis. So this one is, again, a mid to senior level experience, and it's managing a team of 12 to 15 mail clerks and 50-plus document processors. Experience, at least 2 years experience. Great benefit plan package. And so if you're interested in that or know someone in the New York area that's looking for a mailroom management position with experience, you can email us at employment@allforhr.net. Mm-hmm. We are also filling a position for a junior quality assurance engineer. And that one is in Greenwich, Connecticut. Greenwich, Connecticut is where that position is located. This one has relocation assistance office. Okay. Looking for a patch. It's an entry-level position, and a bachelor's degree is required. In computer science, engineering, or mathematics. Internship as a quality assurance analyst, or 1 year of working experience. Again, that one offers relocation assistance, and that's in New York, New York. So that position we're looking for also we're filling. We have an associate product manager. We're filling that position also out of Greenwich, Connecticut. And that one is a mid-senior level position also. This one also offers relocation assistance and experience, 3 years experience. A bachelor's degree is required in engineering, business management, finance, marketing, or a similar master's degree, okay? 2 years working experience in marketing, business management, and sales and pre-sales, okay? So that position, again, that's another position out of Greenwich, Connecticut. We have two out of Greenwich, Connecticut, which is the associate product manager and then our the junior quality assurance engineer. It's also out of Greenwich, Connecticut. And so if you are in that area or know someone in that area that's looking for an associate product management position or a junior quality assurance engineer, be sure to email us your resume to at employment@allforhr.net. And we're filling our field recruiter position. That's the one that's out of Garner, North Carolina, that I got confused with the paralegal position. So that's out of Garner, North Carolina. And And so that one is a mid-senior level position also, requiring a bachelor's degree. And it's requiring a bachelor's degree. Must have recruiter experience as well, 5 years experience at least. And this one has unlimited assistance with relocation. So it does offer some relocation assistance. And that's in the North Carolina. Garner, North Carolina is the area that that's in. So, again, that one is if you are looking for a position, a field recruiter position, you can email your resume to employment@offerhr.net. So we got some great things going on this month and March, what's left of it, right? And you know that March we've been is National Cerebral Palsy month. National Cerebral Palsy Week month is our National Cerebral Awareness. Let me get it right. For the month of March as well. And in honor of National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, we are recognizing the accomplishments of Abby Nicole Kieran, who's the first Miss America with a disability. And she was crowned Miss America in 2008. She also has started a foundation in 2004, the Miss You Can Do It, which is dedicated to pageants for young ladies with disabilities. And that is Miss Nicole, Abby Nicole Kieran. You want more information, she's on our website at offerhr.net /interact with us. You can also read more about Ms. Kieran on abbynkieran.com. Okay, so she's who we're featuring this week. And we've been recognizing individuals with cerebral palsy all month. And so March is National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. March is also Empowering Employees Through Employee Engagement Month at Offer HR and Business Solutions. And so we've been talking about empowering employees through employee engagement all month. And having a great time with it. I hope you have had an opportunity to share some of Ellie, our HR elephant, has been sharing employee engagement tips all month. And so that has been our focus all month. We've been talking about it on our radio show, as well as on our Tuesday night Facebook Live, 7 to 8 o'clock. And so we're wrapping up actually the month of March, a 5-day employee engagement challenge that starts on Monday. And I don't know if you remember, but we actually we did that in, I think we did it in August or September, I think it was, of last year. And we had a really good response. And it was cool. And it's interactive, so We're sharing information and tips. We're sharing a couple of different surveys and employee engagement plans. And then on Friday we wrap up. And so on Monday we are assessing your employee engagement. And again, we've discussed how employee engagement, you don't assess employee engagement per se, but what you're assessing is the results of your engaged employees, right? And so we're talking about the actual putting an employee engagement plan in place. We also have on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, that's the 28th, on the 28th, we have a free webinar, and that is why we love employee engagement, and you should too. If you want to sign up for that, you can go right to the website and sign up for that. We also have the landing page is circulating, so that is what we have going on, and you want to sign up for it. Again, you can go directly to offerhr.net and sign up for that free webinar. That's on the website, so you can go there and sign up for that free webinar, and that's on Wednesday, 12:30 to 1:30. And then we'll also ask questions. Or answer questions, and there you go. So it's going to be fun. Again, it's going to be interactive. And on Friday, we want your questions, and on Friday we'll wrap up with kind of a recap of some things we shared throughout the challenge, so again on Monday is the assessing your current employee engagement level within your organization. And then on Tuesday, we are implementing a new plan. Okay, the steps you should take. And we'll share a sample plan of how to implement an employee engagement plan. And employee engagement, again, is something that you include in all aspects of your HR. So whether it's progressive discipline, your onboarding processes, your hiring processes, your performance management, it's a culture. It's a way of that you are engaged, getting your employees engaged to where they are comfortable sharing information about their experiences and their challenges and their accomplishments on the job, okay? And so we'll do that on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll reassess the current plan. So if you have one in place and you're not yielding results, you may have implemented one in maybe some months ago or a year ago, or whenever you may have implemented that employment engagement, the processes. So you want to make some changes because you're not getting feedback. So it's very important that when you have employee engagement in your workforce and in your processes, that you're actually engaging your employees. So you're asking them questions and you're laying the foundation for your employees to ask questions and make suggestions in your company that are going to improve the overall the morale and the productivity and the autonomy and the self-awareness of your employees so that they are happy to work with that organization and they see themselves even retiring in with your company. You know, in this day and age, a lot of the normal lifespan of a position is around 5 years. And so you want to keep those things in mind, that if you're not engaging your employees, trust and believe, there are companies out there that are empowering and engaging their employees. And if your employees are not engaged, they don't feel like you care about them or about their feelings, you best believe they'll be willing to submit their resignation and go to another company in a heartbeat. You know, back in the day, it used to be where, when employees started working with a company, they retired for that company. And such is definitely not the case now. Okay, so, and you want to increase their performance and productivity because guess what? Then they're happy and your clients are happy, right? And that's the ultimate goal, is so that you are, you know, your company is yielding the performance that is, you know, taking your company to higher, higher, if you will. And so we've been talking about empowering employee engagement. And that's exactly what you're doing, is when you're engaging your employees, you're empowering them. You're empowering them to know that they have a voice. They have suggestions. They have feelings. They have life-side of their job, right? And so, you know, a part of employee engagement is also work-life balance, okay? So it's not, you know, working your employees into the ground, but work-life balance is very another trend that's very, very important to employees in this day and age. And so we talk about the different plans, or we've been talking about plans. We're going to talk about some detailed planning and assessing that we're going to do during our 5-day challenge that starts on Monday, the 26th. And so we're really excited about that. And you can email us at offerhr@offerhr.net if you're interested in that, and we'll get you all signed up for that challenge. And so we've been talking about we've talked about some questions. We have a survey we talked about that during the month, and we have it in our Facebook group. So if you have not already, join our Facebook group. We're sharing some great information this month on employee engagement. But when we've been talking about assessing it, the level of your assessing the productivity level in your employees, the morale, you know, whether it's good, whether it's great, whether it's, you know, low, or, you know, what exactly that level is. And if it is not up to par, then you want to make changes in your organization so that you are raising the level of engagement with your employee. And so today what we're doing is we're talking about an actual plan that you put into your organization. And so with that plan, you're adding an employee engagement plan. So you want to increase the level of employee engagement. So you're not doing that in just one area. That is something that you're going to do across the board, okay, folks? So it's not something that you're just, you know, you're going to engage your new hires, but you're not going to engage employees during the progressive discipline portion, okay? So you want to make sure that this is something that you're assessing in each criteria or HR criteria or variable that you have that you of your HR, of your workforce. Okay. So it's something that you're doing across the board. And while you may think, that it's a difficult to do, it's really not. Because it's a manner in which you you and your employees, your managers, your top management, so you're going all the way through the company, and everyone is adopting these practices, these employee engagement practices, okay? Okay, so that's what you're doing. So when you're talking about the parts of, say, your human resource management the components of your HR, so you're including it in everything across the organization. And it's a way of thinking, it's a way of conducting and implementing and executing employee engagement practices in your organization. So it's inside your organizational culture, for example. Getting tongue-tied here. Okay, so you know, your organizational culture is your values, your working norms, your company's vision, the habits and the beliefs of your company. And so when you're talking about including employee engagement, then you're talking about including it in your policies and your procedures, you know, within your company. And so that's not to say we're going to go through every single policy and we want our employees to critique every policy. No, that's not what we're saying, because we're not micromanaging folks. That's not what we're doing. What we're doing is focusing on increasing the level of engagement, participation, and feedback from your employees as they relate to the organization. Okay, so say for instance, let me give you an example. So say for instance that you have a policy in your, let's say, here's one. Say you have a policy in your employee handbook which deals with security and clearance, or let's say security. Okay, this is an example. And in that, with the in that policy, every employee is required to have key cards for entry into the building, into maybe certain areas of the building, and then with regard to, say, entry into their computers, into their phones, and some companies do that have that. And some, it's a requirement. It's not a norm across all companies, but this is an example that I'm stating. So they have all of these, you have all of these measures of security. And so you have three or four different key cards, and you have eight or nine different passwords. For each employee. So they have a password into payroll, they have a password into this, they have a password into that, they have a password into this, they have a password that leads to another password to this. Okay, so when we talk about employee engagement, your employees are not happy about, you know, it's taking an additional 8 minutes or 8 minutes to log in because of all of the passwords. Okay, and they are expressing they're displeased with it. Okay, so what you're doing is how about making all of their passwords the same and giving them one key card to access maybe one area and another area or one to access all areas. That is because you're getting feedback, not to mention productivity is lower, employee morale is lower, and I'm trying to tell you that I've actually worked in a company that was like that. I really have, years ago. And so that is when you're saying you're engaging your employees, and so you're hearing this constant feedback, but you know what? Look, we got to be secure, and so, yes, you need 11 key cards. No. Okay? So this is an example. It might be a little extreme, but it's an example. Okay? This is an example. And believe it or not, it's actually a true story from a place that I worked at before. I'm not joking. It wasn't 11 key cards, but it was more than, right, it was more than, it was I think three or four, and the passwords, oh my God, we had passwords like you wouldn't believe, and all of the passwords had to be different, okay? That's when we talk about employee engagement, and as it deals with the culture of the company, because your employees are not happy that they need those 11 cards. Think of that in terms of you're asking your employees, what can we do to make, you know, you happier? Well, you can start by, you know, doing something with all of these passwords, you know, so that we're, and it's not taking us 11 minutes to sign in. That's employee engagement, because when you get that feedback, okay, when you get that feedback, it's up to you to do something with that feedback. Okay? It's up to you to do something with that feedback. Don't just get the feedback and then keep going. Okay? That's not what we're talking about here. Okay? So we're talking about actually putting a plan in place. So we're talking about, say, the security within the company. So to put in an action plan or employee engagement action plan into whichever HR component that you are, say, you're receiving feedback on, okay? So a way to do this is to first distribute a survey. Okay, so you distribute a survey and you're hearing all these complaints. And what you don't want to do is just ignore, okay? So you distribute it, and then you're looking at the rationale as the the employees are, you know, feeling like productivity is down, morale is down, because we got a ton of different ways to, it takes us, we got to use these 11 key cards, and then it's taking us, we got 8 different passwords. So we need to start, we need to get here 45 minutes early, okay, to actually be on time. And so hence, the organization is making it just a little tad bit, you know, more difficult than it really has to be. Okay, so after doing the survey, implementing this survey, you ask for suggestions from your employees. Yes, you ask your employees for suggestions. How about that? For suggestions, okay? And then you hold focus groups with a couple of individuals, and you are going through the various suggestions, and you're actually putting a plan. You're recognizing what plans or suggestions may be actually feasible for, you know, reducing the 11 cards down in the password. Now, please understand something. I'm not minimizing security. This is an example, first of all. But we're talking in terms of anything. When you notice that there is there are displeased employees, there are disengaged employees, it is your duty, your responsibility as a business owner, as an HR professional, as an HR manager, to find out where this unpleasantness is coming from. Okay, so you do put together a focus group, and you talk about the existing security policy, okay, and you investigate the policy and ways in which you can minimize all of these key cards and the security measures, and understand that security is absolutely a requirement, absolutely. Okay, there's no qualms about it. There, at no way am I minimizing, but I'm saying if you may have, your companies get to where they have measures in place for, say, security, then they add another measure, then they add another measure, then they add another measure, instead of integrating and maybe taking some of those measures out to make the process process for the employees less complex. Okay, so again, this is an example. Okay, and so you put the responsibility of finding out, you know, after the focus groups are together, of the team, you know, put together a team, one or two or three people, and then they're, you know, you find, you know, where they are going to work to put together a plan that's going to help minimize the degree of key cards, which will, you know, who knows, you may have been in a building several years, and then you go, okay, well, we've just been adding key card detectors, if you will, instead of putting all of the putting all of the same ones all the way around, as instead of adding them, or just adding new ones and new ones. And in any regard, what you're trying to do as an employer is you're trying to level or alleviate the complaints, the unpleasantness, the disengaged employee, disengaged employees, so that employees that feel more appreciated, not feeling like you're making things more burdensome on them than they really have to be. So you're putting together a time, having the members that you've put together on this team that are kind of overseeing the team, the two or three people or whatever, a time frame together for when it can be done, and update your team members, and you know when a solution can be put together. And then after that, those changes have been implemented, and your employees are so happy that they're skipping through the office because they only need two key cards, and they only have two passwords as opposed to before. And so you want to, that's when you see your level of employee engagement, guess what, increases. That's how that works. And you make sure that you're measuring the degree of productivity, of employee morale, of decreased absenteeism. And these are, again, those are levels of, those are the results of engaged employees, okay? So then you know your employee engagement level is, guess what? It's increasing. Your employees are getting happy, okay? And it may sound, I'm not being condescending at all. What I'm saying, folks, is simply that as business owners, as HR professionals, we have to be willing to listen to our employees, and we have to open the door for them to share with us, their suggestions, their feelings, what they're displeased about, and how we can do better to make you better. Okay, and some companies don't think that. It thinks, well, their employees just come to work. That's not true. Not if you want employees that are going to be engaged and then are going to seek any kind of longevity with the company. Okay, so that's just a plan. And again, when you join our employee engagement plan. Employee Engagement Challenge. It starts Monday. We're going to share all this kind of information that's going to help you. That's going to help you. And then we'll be in our Facebook group Monday through Friday, where we'll actually meet and you'll meet with us, and we will talk a little bit about what you can do to raise the level of employee engagement within your organization. Okay? So employee engagement, as you know, is very, very, very important to me. I love engaging my employees. I love engaging my colleagues and all that kind of good stuff. And I want your employees to be engaged. I want your employees to be able to come to work and not lay at night with their eyes open staring at the ceiling because they don't want to go to work tomorrow. Getting a little bit of water there, folks. So it is Happy Talk About It Thursday. And I hope you enjoyed my little example there. It was a little bit extreme, but you get the gist of what I'm saying, right? And so it's Talk About It Thursday. We have our ebook that's coming out, or the must-have recruiting checklist ebook. You're going to love it. It's coming out. It's going to be free. It's free. And recruiting is one of the greatest challenges of in any organization, actually, but really with small businesses, because a lot of small businesses don't have the resources to, you know, that larger organizations have. And so I think one of the things that I believe that saves time and money in the recruiting process is when you have a streamlined system that you are utilizing so that your recruiting team is constantly, or they're constantly doing, they are consistent in doing those practices so that nothing falls from by the wayside. And, seeing that, you're engaging applicants through the process is very important. And as well as thinking, consistency is very important. Making sure you have a team together that's working with you through the recruiting process so that you are, distributing job descriptions that are state mandated, they're up to par, and then getting employees to come, applicants to qualified applicants, not just applicants, but qualified applicants that are really yielding top talent in your organization. And so I think that process the recruiting process begins well before the first day of work. It begins during when you are distributing that job description and engaging applicants through the hiring process, and when you're bringing them on board, engaging them during the onboarding process so that you're careful to make sure that when you hire someone in the organization, you're not going to turn around and be doing the same thing over in 90 days because that applicant has left. Okay? So we have that recruiting ebook that's coming out. It's supposed to come out tomorrow. We've pushed it to Thursday, though. Just trying to iron out some little things and just, give a great product to you, something that you will keep readily keep on your desk and make sure that your recruiting team and your HR manager and everyone of your recruiting team has a copy of that checklist ebook so that everyone is on the same wavelength and you're getting the best processes, a streamlined recruiting process in place if you don't already have one. We have our 5-day employee engagement challenge that starts on Monday. Nope, there's no jazzy little name because it is. That's exactly what it is. It's a 5-day employee engagement challenge. And we are working with you to make sure that your employees are engaged. And so I want you to sign up with that. You can do that at offerhr.net. We have that landing page that's circulating, and we're really excited about that. We're really excited about that, and you'll need to join the Facebook group so that you are a part of that employee challenge, and we're doing the meetings in the evening, so you can kind of do them from your computer at home. The meetings will be in the evening so that, sitting down for a minute before we can discuss some things on employee engagement. So the different aspects that we're talking about on in employee engagement on starting on Monday. Okay. So that's going on. And then we have that free webinar on Wednesday. And that is why we love employee engagement, and you too. You should too. That's Wednesday at 12:30 to 1:30 The 28th, yeah. And you can sign up on that as well. If you go there on our virtual home offer, HR.net, and you click on our events page, you'll see a list of everything, actually some things that we've done, and then things that are upcoming, and you can just click right on them, and you can go ahead and send the email, and we'll get you registered, or we have the registration page up for one of them, I think it is, but they are, it's all on the website, on our virtual home, offerhr.net, and we want you to join that challenge. We did. We really want you to join the challenge. Gotta watch out there. Sorry about that. Smart little Fido here. He's guarding. but anyway, we want you to join the challenge on Monday. It's going to be great. You're going to learn some great things about employee engagement and some strategies and processes that you can put directly in place in your organization, okay, in your company. So how about that? You'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. Okay, it'll be fun. It's a very, like I said, an interactive webinar. Okay. March is, again, our empowering employees through employee engagement month. It is also National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, and we are celebrating famous people with cerebral palsy all month. Today is, what is today? Today it was National World Water Day. Mm-hmm. Today is National World Water Day. Today is also As Young As You Feel. Is that what it is? I think it's National, hold on, let me check my little calendar here on my website. National As Young As You Feel Day. Yep, that's what it is. And National World Day. Yep. So, we want you to sign up for that employee engagement challenge. The ebook will be out Thursday. We also have our HR kit, onboarding kit that's coming out. I think that's on the 4th of April. And what else? If you didn't get a chance, I hope you got a chance to listen to our Monday Management Moment this Monday, last Monday. You know, we have Money Management Monday every Monday. Not Money, Management Monday. Management Monday Moment. Say that one fast. And so our Director of Operations, Jeffrey Robbins, we would thank you so much, hosted Management Monday Moment this past Monday. And don't forget to go on the website and look at the jobs that we're filling. And if you're interested or you know someone that's interested, pass it along. And you can just email your resume to employment@offerhr.net with the position that you are applying for in the subject line, and someone will get back to you ASAP. Don't forget Friday. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday, and you know we have our HR Freedom Friday question. So we have that. We've been doing that for a minute now. We're having fun with it. And if you have an HR question, it doesn't have to relate to our topic, which our topic, you know, is empowering employees through employee engagement. You don't have to, the question doesn't have to be about employee engagement. It can be an HR question about anything, FMLA, discipline. It can be about anything. And so you go on our website, allforhr.net/blog, and that's our blog spot. And under that blog, down at the bottom, there's a comment section. And you can, in the comments, and if your question is chosen, because we answer the question live on Friday morning, you will win a free gift. How about that? Yeah, you'll win a free gift. So, you know, that it's great. You'll enjoy it. You like I said, we'll shout you out on Friday, and your question will be answered live by your truly. And we answer it live on Instagram and Facebook. And so there you go. How about that? That'd be great. Be sure if you have an HR question, be sure if you have an HR question to submit it under comments, okay? Under comments on our Freedom Friday HR question. Don't email it to me directly. Don't email it to offerhr@offerhr.net or employment@offerhr.net. Okay, be sure to put it on the blog. Okay, you have to put it on the blog. Don't email it to me. Don't email it to me through Facebook. Just, okay, put it on the blog, and we will definitely get it, okay? So there you go. So, folks, I had a great time today. Still got a bit of a little sore throat here. It's cold. It's bothering me. I want to thank you all for joining me on Thursday, on Talk About It Thursday, on the air with Offer HR Biz. Don't forget to meet us on Facebook Live on Tuesday, 7 to 8, and sign up for the Employee Engagement Challenge. Indeed, it has been a pleasure. Don't forget, HR can be a circus. Business can be a circus. Let's get it right, April. Business can be a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week, folks. Have a wonderful one. Enjoy your HR day. And again, happy Talk About It Thursday. Have a great one, everyone.